you. How you doing? Good, good. Yeah, we're just getting ready over here to have you all over for our big old housewarming tomorrow.
I know, right?
I can't believe we're in a house finally. Bye-bye, clusterfuck apartments. Well, yeah, it's not like it's the house of my dreams, but, well, you know this market. Either buy now or be priced out tomorrow. So, yeah, there's stuff I love about it. There's stuff I wish was better, but, well, anyway, you'll see all that tomorrow when I give you the grand tour. Sorry, say again. Oh, today? We've just been cooking up a storm for tomorrow. Yeah, so far we've made a really sweet but spicy yellow veggie bisque with like corn and yellow squash and roasted yellow peppers and all that. Oh, and we made this awesome corn and jalapeno gravy to go with mashed potatoes that we'll make fresh tomorrow. Oh, and you know Jackie and Stuart are vegan, so we tried our hand at a ham seitan, so we can grill up some slices of that for everyone after it refrigerates overnight. And to be honest, I have to say, it might just be the pineapple glaze, but it smells friggin' awesome. Yeah, anyway, Emily and Chris are bringing over a cold cut platter for anyone who just has to eat meat. I mean, if no one does, well, you know Chris, he'll wolf the whole thing down himself, no problem. Oh my God, though, fucking slave boy was such a goddamn brat the whole time. Like, for real, he's never been this bad before. Right. Yeah, no, exactly. Like, I told you how we were messing around with the whole femdom and female-led relationship thing, right? And you know, now that we bought this house together, it felt like an appropriate time to kind of, I don't know, ramp that up a little to like, I don't know, like a full-time, no-holds-barred level, you know? So, you know, he and I kind of agreed to that much. And then, oh man, and then this place, well, you'll see tomorrow, but anyway, the kitchen's awesome. Like, yay, so much space. And there's the pantry. Like, we've never had a pantry before. Just stupid galley kitchens with like zero cabinet space and even less counter space. But Slave Boy is looking the pantry over before we move all our stuff in, and he's looking over the bedroom closet. And to be fair, it was a good call. Like, the bedroom closet is massive, while the pantry is so tiny. Like, it's deep, but it's so narrow, you know? And Slave Boy was like, well, what if we switch things out? Like, make the bedroom closet our pantry because, you know, with supply chain woes and inflation and whatnot, we really do want to bulk up on staples when sales happen, you know? So Slave Boy was like, really, all our kink stuff and probably some of our regular clothes would fit just fine in the pantry closet. So let's just switch them out. And the pantry door has like a key to lock it from the outside for whatever reason. So even when we do have guests over, we can lock it up good and tight so no one gets a peek at our gear. I know, right? Like, it's not bad thinking. So I said, yeah, sure, let's do it. But then, this fucking brat of mine. I'm standing at the stove. I've got two pots going, and I'm like, dude, hand me the whisk. And he thinks he's all clever, and he goes to the pantry and he hands me the goddamn pinwheel. And I'm like, dude, I said the whisk. I've got this gravy to keep stirring so it doesn't burn to the bottom of the fucking pot. And then I'm steaming this fucking seitan loaf before it goes to bake in the oven, and I'm like, hey, dude, fetch me the spatula so I can flip this thing over. And he thinks he's all cute and goes to the pantry and comes back with that really short crop. You know, the one for like close quarter smacking or whatever. And I'm like, fucking dude, come on. I'm cooking three things at once here. Work with me. But he just keeps going on, topping me from the bottom, you know? Oh, yeah, no. I shut that shit right down real quick. Yeah, so like the pantry's deep but narrow, like I said, right? And there are these inbuilt shelves from top to bottom, but they only start maybe halfway in. So when you first open the door, there's like just enough room for a human body to stand between the door and the shelves, right? And this bratty motherfucker who's been pestering me to be all full on dom with him all this time didn't notice that I screwed a big fat hook into the ceiling right above there. So yeah, guess where the little SOV's chained up now? And honestly, I think that's where he's staying the rest of the day. Right. Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure you'll find that out for yourself tomorrow, because something tells me I'm going to have a certain little maid answering the door for guests. Oh, yeah, for sure. That's not anything he and I have talked about. But we've talked about me going, like, full dom on him plenty, so I think that's covered regardless, you know, like, as a sub-clause or whatever. And besides, you know about us. Jackie and Stuart know. So does Rebecca. Really, only Emily and Chris are still in the dark about what's up between us over here, so we might as well let them in on it too, you know? And anyway, I'm sure despite all his moaning and groaning, deep down, Slave Boy would love that. Oh, anyway, I should go. I'm not quite done here, and all the timers are about to go off in a minute. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right, right. Oh yeah, no, definitely bring wine. Really, beverage-wise, all I'm offering is tap water. Okay. Okay, girl, see you then. Talk to you later. So, how you doing in here, Slave Boy? Hmm? Yeah? You been thinking about how you behaved earlier? Hmm? Yeah, you have. And what have you thought about that? That maybe you were just a little too bratty for me to bear? That really this time out in the kitchen kink closet might be the nicest punishment that's appropriate for said behavior? Hmm? Yeah? Well, come here. Stick those hips out. Let me slap that cock around a bit. Hey, I said stick it out. Don't you dare shrink away from me. See what happens? When you shrink away and hide that cock from me? Yeah, now you do. Just think on that, Slave Boy, and how we just bought a house together. And with that in mind, just ask yourself how serious I must be about you. And how serious I must be about this. Okay, back to finishing all this cooking for our friends I go. As for you, I think you'll be spending the rest of the day in here. And then I guess I'll let you out once it's time to chain you into bed for the night. Oh, and before we tuck in, I'll show you how all I really need to deal with you is a nice, hard, wooden spatula. Okay? Till then, love bug.